Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. So here I am in Glasgow, United Kingdom. Behind me you can see the bridge spanning the River Clyde. So the river was obviously the focal point of the city, well certainly was, and that's why they situated the city here, because it's a easy place to build a bridge, because it's quite narrow and the sea is yonder. Anyway, so it became North Britain's biggest city around about 1800. It was really an industrial city, and there are lots of very handsome 19th century edifices, many in a neoclassical style. That was the city's zenith. But after the Second World War, it went into long-term decline. Factories went bust, the shipbuilding industry declined, and so on. By the 80s, there was mass unemployment, quite a lot of crime, quite a lot of drug addiction. But the city's really experienced regeneration in the last 30-odd years. There's always been a real bastion of support for the Labour Party, and for a century, well, almost a century, Labour really dominated the city. But look at this, even though quite downtown, some very shabby buildings could be torn down, some things which really need a lot of repairs and a lick of paint. But there's still some very noble buildings in excellent condition in other places. And then you can see on the other side, some of the more modern buildings, perhaps constructed in the last 20 years, yesterday night being Hogmanay, and not many people around about, because there was revelling, and revelry is taken very seriously here. Hogmanay, as they call it. And they say that, like, traditionally, what's meant to bring you good fortune in the coming year, you're the first man to cross the threshold after stroke of midnight, has got dark hair, is carrying a lump of coal. Anyway, that's what I want to show you, some of the very modern buildings that Glasgow's got put up not very long ago. But the odd thing is, even though we're very close to the city centre, some of the streets are not in great condition. But the others which really are, because we're near Buchanan Street, which is one of the main drags for shopping. And what little I know of Glasgow beforehand is often from the work of Sir Billy Connolly, who I think I pointed out is unfortunately dying of Parkinson's. A regret I'll take to the grave with me is I never saw him perform. And he gave up performing a few years ago, because Sir Billy is a native of the city, and he's obviously of Irish stock, and the surname Connolly is indicative of that. But it's got a large Irish community, usually Irish descended rather than people directly from Ireland themselves. And there was a bit of sectarian animus for a long time, which I think has largely disappeared. Now all is sweetness and light. Okay, so going up to St. Enoch Square, and we're very close to the St. Enoch Shopping Centre, which as of yet doesn't appear to be open. So here we are, a bit of St. Enoch Square. It's looking better already, hey? And the thing that surprises me is all the rides they put up for Winterfest, they're not open. You see, Winterfest, if you're being very PC, they do deign to use the word Christmas as well. I don't think our Mohammedan brethren will be mortally offended by the word Christmas. After all, the First Minister of Scotland, Hamza Yousaf, he subscribes to the Islamic faith, and he says he doesn't mind it. After all, it's celebrating the birthday of a prophet of Islam, Jesus. So here we go on. Because you'd think people have a bit of time on their hands, and okay, some people are nursing hangovers, will get up later and bring their children to some of these rides. That's an entrance to the subway, as in the underground railway system, dating to 1896. But anyway, if I go back, you'll see some of the detail on the stonework. Right, look at that, look how artful that is, above that door there. I wish I could zoom in and show you the lady's face with her helmet, and even much above. Was rather moss grown. I'm not sure what you call these little arches above the windows. Forgive me, I don't know my architectural terminology. So yeah, the city has really got much to boast about. So quite confident. I remember, it's almost 10 years ago now, the Commonwealth Games were hosted here in Glasgow. So 2014, and it was the month before Scotland's referendum, that question, should Scotland be an independent country, which is obviously highly misleading. So should the United Kingdom be broken up, or should Scotland split away from the UK, or should we sever the Union, something like that. That sort of wording would be more apposite. Nevertheless, fortunately, the Unionist side won 55% of the vote. And you see, look, this appears to be out of use at the moment. And it's got these very fine statues on either side, these ladies, exchange and security. But that appears to be the snakes of Aesculapius above her, and the cornucopia. And over here, we've got prudence and adventure. Suppose you need both for investments. Must be cautious, but if you're overcautious, you shan't turn much of a profit. On the other hand, one mustn't be reckless. But that's why Prudence is more or less covering her breasts, whereas Adventure is largely showing hers. Well, I think that's singularly apt. And above this, okay, one of Scotland's most celebrated exports, Ishkabaha, or, you know, whiskey. So it was anglicised to whiskey. And look, it's by teachers. There's not only teachers can drink it, it's a Mr. Teacher founded it in 1871. But unfortunately, this fine establishment is closed for works. But at least a lot of refurbishment is ongoing. They're not tearing things down and simply leaving them derelict. Right, so yeah, a few more people are venturing out. It is actually unseasonably mild. Not a sign of the promised snow, not a single snowflake. Although it was rather slippery on the streets this morning, but because perhaps it just about froze overnight, a tiny bit of ice, which is now melting. And so we're here on Buchanan Street, and Buchanan Street's got the main bus station in Glasgow, and therefore the whole of Scotland on it. Okay. So yeah, now coming on to Argyle Street. Argyle Street is a nearby county, meaning like East Gael. The Gaels, you know, were the indigenous people of Ireland. And look, Central Station. Okay, so that's where you get the station, the train to London, Euston, or anywhere in England, really. Up there, you see, and because that bridge, and that-a-way is the river, comes over the Clyde. So we're just north of the Clyde. The city centre's just north of the Clyde. And there's more of Argyle Street. But anyway, I'll show you a bit more about what it's like. Some of the older buildings, very handsome, how finely designed, and actually quite tall for the era, given that most of these would have been built before lifts. So imagine the numbers of flights of stairs you have to go up there. Is it too bright? Can you not quite see? There's like 8 stories. Okay, maybe that's a bit better. Get a bit more of an idea of it. I can see it with the naked eye. I'm not sure you can see it without that. Oh yeah, I'm always cognizant that you need a bit more time to take in what I'm looking at. I know what I'm looking at. I know as a viewer, the camera often pans away too quickly if you have time to really absorb what I'm showing you. Alright, so, and then we could carry on a little bit up Buchanan Street. So I hope you're getting a feel for the ambiance of the city. So the place that shines with commerce, but has some less presentable streets, even in the central business district. Anyway, it's been pedestrianised decades ago, Buchanan Street. Okay, so it goes dead straight, right up to another shopping centre. And if you went up and that away, you get to George Square, which is the largest square in Glasgow and indeed in the whole of Scotland. And that was the real focal point of the celebrations at New Year, which has just passed by. Okay, so they've got Zara's here, and they've got a Dior shop, and all sorts of fine fashion houses. Are selling their things here. Even my favourite Primark. Well, actually, I've sworn not to purchase another item of clothing so long as I shall live, and might be forced to buy footwear occasionally, as my boots are wearing out. Okay, but so the streetscape is much as you'd find in Ireland, England, or Wales. So it's all chains really. Take a look at that, and obviously there are lots of chip shops. Takeaway is called carry out in this part of the United Kingdom. And that's about all you need to know. So, yeah, obviously some people speak Scots. I spent 6 years here, not in Banffshire actually, not in Glasgow. But even I found that difficult to follow sometimes. And obviously most people speak English with a mild Scots accent, which is perfectly comprehensible to anyone from the Anglosphere. But the incomprehensibility of broad Scots is notable, as I observed just a moment ago. Okay, so that's it. I'm going to head now south down the River Clyde, as I'm... going a little bit downhill. There's Clydesdale Bank, Dale being like the valley. There's those huge Clydesdale horses. Just thinking, I don't know where the source of the River Clyde is. Right, I'll switch off. So anyway, Happy New Year 2024. We're lucky to make it. Think of those who didn't survive to this year, like John Pilger. And, you know, then the perhaps tristful tidings that Queen Margareta of Denmark will be abdicating and handing over to her most capable son, Crown Prince Frederick. And then Princess Mary, that Australian lady, she shall therefore be the Queen Consort of the Danes. All right, goodbye everybody. So please subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, and have a prosperous 2024.